When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I love this song, and it's so appropriate for what we are about to talk about. During recent Pride months, retail giants have increasingly shown their support for the LGBTQIAP community. However, that's some under heavy amounts of scrutiny this year. Companies including Disney, Anheuser-Busch, Target, Starbucks, and more are facing backlash from customers upset over this kind of allyship. I'm not sure what they mean by allyship or relationship.
Maybe. Sorry, that was supposed to say allyship.
Thank you, allyship. So are companies supposed to discontinue marketing to this marginalized group? To talk about the back and forth of it all, we've invited Brandography CEO Jason Daly on the program. And he joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Jason. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I am so stunned every year that this topic keeps coming up. And there are groups of people who want to destroy the idea of LGBTQIA. They want to get rid of it. Like, no one be called it, no one dressed like that, no one do it, no more parties, no more nothing. Surely we can go back in history and see that it's nothing that's going to go away because these people are doing this because that's who they are. Tell me why we are still in this mess today, and now they're going after bigger corporations like, you know, the big ones, really big. Yeah. And they're saying to them, oh my gosh, we better be careful because if they do this, we're going to have to make sure that we are prepared. What does prepared mean to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, and I don't want to speak for them. And we're fortunate to be able to evaluate these situations with hindsight. But when they say prepared, I think what I'm hearing is people are becoming a little more cautious, and there's a little more trepidatiousness, so to speak. And I think that, you know, with any change, it's going to hurt. You know, it's going to be uncomfortable, and it is very interesting to see the effects that have been had on these large companies. This is something I think that is really, really unique, things that we haven't seen before. And, you know, I hope that what they do moving forward is they think things through, they come up with a plan, but they don't back down. You know, I think it's important to continue to speak to all of your audiences and speak to them in a positive and an affirming and inclusive way. So
right.
I think prepared is just kind of showing that they're realizing and understanding, whoa, the masses can take down a large company like you know, AB InBev, or not take them down, but really hurt their top line and bottom line. So I think that's what we're seeing with people being more prepared, is saying, whoa, there's a lot of power out there.
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Did you say AmBev?
AB InBev, Anheuser-Busch.
Yes, I know that company.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yeah. And, you know, my family, we are singers, and we went to Brazil to an mm-hmm. AmBev event to sing. And I am telling you, I realized that day how important brand is. Okay? Your brand is everything. So tell me a little bit about Brandography and what you do exactly.
Yeah, thanks. So we are a digital marketing firm located in the Twin Cities. We have We have a full creative department. We have a full digital marketing department and a full software and web development department. So we help businesses. We help them with outreach. We help them with marketing campaigns, with branding, with brand positioning on a strategic level and in addition to on the execution.
Wow, incredible what you do. And I think it makes us better. All of us that are doing different things on different media, like social media, that thing, it's amazing how it changes how you think about branding yourself. So with the LGBTQIA community, branding, is it the way you branded your company, is it different from the way that we have been branding before?
You know, that's a good question. So my company is, not as good of an analog as the work that we do for other companies, because our company is a business-to-business company. We don't have the same reach as others. But when we're branding other companies, there is absolutely considerations now that perhaps weren't made, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it's inclusivity. It's, looking at things such as accessibility, things that we haven't looked at before, whether it's the colors we're using, the way we're speaking, how we're positioning ourselves, the words we use and don't use, they've really changed over the last couple of decades. And I think we're going to continue to see a lot more of that.
Well, here's the challenge. Brandography, obviously, if we change, it's going to make a huge difference around the country and around the world. If we're going to say, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with this, but it scares me because it makes me think the LGBTQIA community is being pushed away. They're being, we don't want to see you. We don't want to hear you. It's a slow pushing, but you and I both know it can get there.
It can get there. It will get there. It will get there, but change is uncomfortable, right? When you're pushing, and when it's worthwhile, you're going to put people out of their comfort zone. It's going to be uncomfortable, and there's going to be wildly varying opinions. We're going to get there. It's just going to be uncomfortable for a while. But
how long is a while? Excuse me for interrupting, but how long is a while?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's a great question. I think if we were to compare to the advertising and the language and branding and positioning of 10 years ago, I'd say we have made steps, substantial steps. I think we're going to continue. I think the next decade is going to have a similar velocity or more than the last decade. And I think we're just going to see a lot more of it. I think what we're going to see, though, is we're going to see it kind of come in waves. And I think right now we're kind of on the other side of the wave. I think we're going to see, momentum pick up, and companies are going to, feel out their branding, their statements, their advertising, their marketing. And I think we're going to see them be a little more cautious for maybe a few months, but I think we're going to get right back into pushing more aggressively like we had been.
When you say just a little, what do you mean by the percentage there?
Tough to gauge as a percentage, but we look at Anheuser-Busch or AB InBev, and we look at the billions that they're losing. Other companies are seeing that, and they're getting scared. And I think what's happening is people are pausing on more new campaigns, and they're just kind of learning before they come back out. And I think there's just been a little more caution. I would say we're going to see more campaigns, just towards the end of summer. I think everybody is just, a lot of companies just hit the pause button to see what happened with companies like Target or Anheuser-Busch, as you and I were just talking about there.
So basically, they're all scared. They're all worried about what's going to happen to the bottom line. Of course, that's what America is all about, the bottom line. And if that's the case, and a lot of energy is going to go into reversing certain things, just with words, words are powerful, right? Words can kill you,
right.
Period. So I'm very concerned about what is the LGBTQ community actually understanding about this change, because this is a gigantic change. We don't even know if the change is the change that they need or want.
It's a really, really good point. That's a really good point. And the question is, how is that measured, and how can that how can that be measured, right?
To make sure it is the right kind of game. Right, show me the metrics. Yes, yes.
Right, right. And that's a really, really good question. I think one metric that we've learned as of late is that there's a lot of power, right? There's a lot of power by the masses. And, you know, boycotts or, you know, expressing of opinions, wow, is it working, right? I mean, it is very impactful. So I don't think we're going to see as much. You had mentioned, you know, all the companies are scared. I don't know if all of them are. I think some companies are very scared. I think some of them see this as an opportunity. Their you know, mindsets, their hearts are, you know, this is what we're doing. This is how we're going to do it, and we're going to go forward, and that's who we're going to be, and we're not going to backpedal. And I think that's a key too. Backpedaling is very, very dangerous from a branding perspective. And when you find yourself in a position, and you know, you know you wanted to look at AB and Anheuser-Busch at Bud Light. You know, when a decision was made, you know, pushing through is oftentimes the right decision. Backtracking and backpedaling can be a very, very devastating thing to a brand.
Well, we know that it's all about the bottom line. It's always about the bottom line in this country. And it's frustrating because they've been through so much. This particular community across mm-hmm. the globe has been subjected to absolute pain, right? To the point where they don't even know who they yeah. belong to. The parents have put them out. They don't sure. want anything to do with them, right? Yet we have, you know, Jeffrey Epstein. Forgive me for bringing up the name. But Jeffrey Epstein did all of this sinning. I call it sinning. You know, and what he did with children. And did anybody start, you know, going after him? No. The government had to go after him. You know, the lawyers had to go after him and prove sure. what we knew was true. So why is it that they keep going after the LGBTQIA? Why do they keep going after the community? If you're going to build us up, right? Because I have some in my family. If it's going to build sure. them up, great. Let them stand strong. But it's like we keep tapping and bringing them down and bringing them down again. 10 years ago, I'm bringing them down again. So when it comes to your company, do you say to yourself at the beginning of January or the end of December of the year and say, okay, we are going to focus on the LGBTQIA community and we're going to make sure that we have the brand clear on who they are and what they're doing and that you support them in that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the companies that we represent and that we work with, I think most of the ones that we talk to that are open and sharing, and when you kind of get them in the comfort zone where they share and say, well, they say, well, this is who we really are, and this is who we want to be, and we want to be able to say this, and we want to be able to say this out loud, you know, but we're nervous, right? We're nervous. We're just scared, you know. And I think part of it is, well, let's come up with a plan. Let's decide what we want to say. Let's be comfortable with it. Let's explore some options, and let's say things in a way that you're comfortable with, that aligns with your brand, and then let's do it again. I think we are still pushing in the right direction, and mm-hmm. I think we're going to continue. I think we're going to do it a little bit faster. I think it's just going to be a little more methodical. I think companies are just going to be a little guarded because of what is possible if companies get their messaging and branding wrong.
I'm so honored to speak with you, Jason. You are the CEO of Brandography, and to know that you are already looking forward, that makes me happy. But please, I ask you and beg you, even though I don't know you at all, it has been a pleasure to talk with you tonight. But please
Likewise.
Don't let it go. These are people, human beings, and it just breaks my heart of what others are saying. So thank you for considering each time, every year, every time you have to do your budgets and whom you're considering to really offer from your company, Brandography. Thank you for that. Yeah. And I will be
My
watching.
Pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.